आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। बजट सेशन ऑफ पार्लियामेंट बिगिंस टुडे। फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर निर्मला सीतारामन टू प्रेजेंट इकोनॉमिक सर्वे इन लोकसभा। सेंटर लिफ्ट्स बैन ऑन गवर्नमेंट एम्प्लॉइज टेकिंग पार्ट इन आरएसएस एक्टिविटीज। Over 4,500 Indian students return from violence-affected Bangladesh. U.S. President Joe Biden drops out of 2024 presidential race, endorses Kamala Harris as Democratic Party's new nominee. Annual Kanwar Yatra for Shravan month begins today, and BCCI to give 8.5 crore rupees to Indian Olympic Association for upcoming Paris Olympics. And now the news in detail. The budget session of Parliament will begin today. The session, which will conclude on 12th of August, will have 16 sittings. Our correspondent reports that this session will mainly be devoted to the financial business relating to Union Budget for 2024-25.
On the first day of the session, Economic Survey 2023-24 will be tabled in Parliament, which provides statistical information and analysis on various sectors of the economy. On Tuesday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. On the same day, the budget for Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024 will also be presented. During the session, government is likely to introduce 6 new bills. These include Disaster Management Amendment Bill, the Boilers Bill, the Bharatiya Vayuvahan Vidhayak, the Coffee Promotion and Development Bill, and the Rubber Promotion and Development Bill. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Yesterday, the government held an all-party meeting in New Delhi to ensure smooth functioning of both the houses. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to debate any issue with an open heart. He emphasized that it is the responsibility of both the government and opposition to run parliament smoothly.
कुल मिलाकर के लीडर्स का बैठक हुई, हमने डिटेल में सारा पॉलिटिकल पार्टी के फ्लोर लीडर्स से उनका मत को लिया, सुझाव को लिया और आग्रह भी किया कि हम मिलके बजट सेशन को अच्छी तरह से हम चलाएंगे और पार्लियामेंट को सुचारू रूप से चलाना ये सरकार में जो है उनका भी जिम्मेदारी है और विपक्ष में जो सदस्य है उनका भी जिम्मेदारी है। हम मिल करके अच्छी तरह से बजट सेशन को चलाएंगे, ऐसा हमारा अपील है।
During the meeting, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, who is Deputy Leader of the House in the Lok Sabha, thanked all the leaders for raising and drawing attention towards important issues highlighted in the meeting. He also stressed on the need to maintain sanctity of the Parliament during its proceedings. Congress demanded that discussion should take place on the alleged NEET paper leak case, railway security, Agniveer scheme, centre-state relation and security situation in Manipur and Jammu and Kashmir, among other issues in the session. In a social media post, party leader Jairam Ramesh highlighted that his party also demanded that discussion should be held on issues related to the economy. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Economic Survey 2023-24 in Parliament today. The document has been prepared by the Economic Division of the Department of Economic Affairs in the Ministry of Finance and formulated under the supervision of Chief Economic Advisor Dr. V. Anantha Nageshwaran. In a post on X, Finance Ministry said that Chief Economic Advisor will address the media today afternoon after the economic survey is presented in the Lok Sabha. The centre has lifted a ban on government employees taking part in Rashtriya Swamsevak Sangh RSS activities. The ban, imposed in November 1966 during the rule of Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, has been removed by the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions. In a post on X, BJP IT cell chief Amit Malviya said the unconstitutional order issued 58 years ago in 1966, imposing a ban on government employees taking part in RSS activities, has been withdrawn by the Modi government. In Bihar, the monsoon session of the state legislature will begin today. In the short session of both the houses, total 5 sittings will be held. The first supplementary budget demand for the current financial year will be presented in the State Assembly today. The speaker, Nand Kishore Yadav, will administer the oath of membership to newly elected independent MLA, Shankar Singh, who was recently elected from Rupauli Assembly segment in the by-election. The monsoon session of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly will begin from today. This session will have 5 sittings and conclude on July 26th. During the session, the state government will present some amendment bills and the supplementary budget. In response to the Nipah death in Kerala, a 6-member expert team of ICMR has arrived Kozhikode to support the state in public health measures. The Union Health Ministry has decided to deploy a multi-member joint outbreak response team to assist the state health department with case investigation, identification of epidemiological linkages, and providing technical assistance. Over 4,500 Indian students have returned from Bangladesh so far amidst violent protests. External Affairs Ministry said that the High Commission of India in Dhaka has been making arrangements for security escorts for the safe travel of Indian nationals to the border crossing points. The ministry also mentioned that 500 students from Nepal, 38 from Bhutan and 1 from Maldives have also arrived in India. It added that the High Commission and Assistant High Commissions continue to be in regular touch with local authorities for the safety and security of Indian nationals. US President Joe Biden has withdrawn from the presidential race for the upcoming November election. The announcement was made last night by Biden in a letter posted on his social media account. Biden expressed that serving as president has been the greatest honor of his life. He emphasized that in the best interest of the Democratic Party and the nation, it is paramount to focus solely on fulfilling his duties as president for the remainder of his term. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
Union Budget 2024-25.
Join Akashwani News for a special day-long live program on Union Budget 2024-25.
In-depth analysis by experts, special budget bulletins, reactions on the budget, and exclusive interviews.
Tune into 100.1 MHz Akashwani Gold Channel from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. this Tuesday, 23rd of July.
Live streaming of the entire program will also be available on our YouTube channel, News on Air Official.
Welcome back to the morning news. The annual Kavad Yatra for Shravan month begins today. During the Kavad Yatra, a large number of people visit pilgrimage sites such as Haridwar, Gomukh and Gangotri in Uttarakhand to fetch holy waters of Ganga River. Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh governments have made elaborate arrangements to manage a large number of pilgrims. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has said that the state government has made elaborate arrangements for smooth conduct of Yatra. The Haridwar District Administration estimates that up to 5 crore devotees may attend the Kavad Mela this year. More details on this from our correspondent.
To manage this large influx, extensive preparations have been put in place. The Mela in Haridwar is divided into 14 super zones, 31 zones and 126 sectors with enhanced surveillance via drones and CCTV. Social media monitoring will be in place to prevent misinformation. Over 5,500 police personnel have been deployed for this Kavad Mela and a route diversion plan has been implemented to manage the crowd effectively. Additionally, shopkeepers, hotels and eateries along with the Yatra route must display name, rate list and contact details with police verification underway. With Sanjeev Sundrial's report, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Jharkhand, lakhs of devotees from across the country visit Deoghar to offer prayers at Baba Baidyanath Temple during the month of Sawan. This is one of the 12 Jyotirlingas. A report.
Om Namah Shivaya, Har Har Bhole Namah Shivaya.
Who whole atmosphere is reverberating with Har Har Mahadev. Devotees are offering Ganga Jal to Shivling since Vyas. Kavadiyas fetch water from the river Ganga at Sultanganj in Bihar and walk around 105 kilometers to reach Baba Dham to offer it to Lord Shiva. Tight security arrangements have been made to ensure safety for devotees. For the first time, the Jharkhand government is using artificial intelligence, AI-based technologies and tools for crowd management at the Shravan Mela. The real-time information about devotees will be known using this technology. The machinery will also know the number of devotees and the line of devotees waiting for the puja. With KK Lal's report, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Another batch of 3,281 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas base camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 111 vehicles early this morning. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand today and Himachal Pradesh, West Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat till tomorrow. A report.
The IMD said that very heavy rainfall conditions will be prevalent over Chhattisgarh, West Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbh today, along with East Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Himachal Pradesh today and tomorrow. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall conditions will be present over Kerala, Mahi and Gangetic West Bengal today and over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Rajasthan, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted similar conditions over Jharkhand, Odisha, East Rajasthan, Assam, Meghalaya and coastal Karnataka during the next 3 days. The IMD has also estimated light to moderate rainfall will be very likely over portions of East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh during the next 4 days. Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Maharashtra, due to the flood-like situation created in some parts of eastern Vidarbh due to heavy rains in the last 2 days and the red alert of heavy to heavy rain by Regional Meteorological Department of Nagpur, the District Administration and District Disaster Management Authorities of Nagpur, Chandrapur and Gadchiroli districts have declared holiday for all the schools and colleges in their respective district for today. In Telangana, incessant heavy rains continue to lash several parts of the state, leading to flooding at some places. The Krishna and Godavari rivers are in spate due to heavy rains in the upper riparian areas and river basins. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI Secretary Jay Shah, has announced that the board will provide 8.5 crore rupees to Indian Olympics Association for the Paris Olympics campaign. Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandviya, thanked Mr. Shah for this monetary support. Dr. Mandviya said, "The country is proud of every athlete representing India in Olympics." And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarabji. Almost all newspapers open with details of monsoon session of parliament beginning today. The Statesman leads with budget session begins today, maybe stormy. The other story that grabs a limelight today is of the American president dropping out of the presidential race. Biden leaves presidential contest, endorses Harris is the headline in the Hindustan Times. With a run-up to the budget 2024-25, CEOs bet on jobs, reforms, capex theme for budget, writes the Business Standard. Amid unrest, top Bangla court cuts jobs quota to 5%, informs the Asian Age. And finally, the Business Standard has an inspiring story of a mother-daughter duo running a textile hub manufacturing sports attire. Tirupur weaves its way into Paris Olympics legacy. With that, it's back to you, Sarabjeet.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Budget session of Parliament begins today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to present economic survey in Lok Sabha. Centre lifts ban on government employees taking part in RSS activities. Over 4,500 Indian students return from violence-affected Bangladesh. US President Joe Biden drops out of 2024 presidential race, endorses Kamala Harris as Democratic Party's new nominee. Annual Kavad Yatra for Shravan month begins today, and BCCI to give 8.5 crore rupees to Indian Olympic Association for upcoming Paris Olympics. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.